All right, we
Not
are
live.
live. Long-winded spiel coming at you from the man cave, finally. I know it's been taking us, it's been taking me a long time to kind of get the whole setup up and going, and finally was able to do it. Finally was able to kind of get everything started.
Now it's not going to seem
so
genuine.
So now that I have everything set up, here we are. It's myself, Michael Gilman, Billy Blevins, also known as William Bruce Blevins. I'm giving his full name out there.
Bruce.
So yeah, we're finally in the man cave, guys. We're finally here. We finally have a studio kind of setting. We actually can control the environment a little bit more so. We can control the noise, smaller
the
room, the smoke. We can finally enjoy ourselves a little bit with a little bit of ganja while we're podcasting. So it makes that much more enjoyable. It makes podcasting that much more enjoyable. But yeah, so let's keep tradition alive, guys. Let's go ahead and go around and then introduce yourselves.
I would be Mike G here.
William Bruce Blevins.
Bruce.
Fuckers.
That's right. All right, listeners, so let's go ahead and dive on in, guys. So we have a lot to cover. We're kind of going off the cuff here a little bit.
A little freestyle.
Have an idea of what we're going to talk about, but most of it's going to be just kind of off the cuff and based on a couple of interesting topics that were brought to our attention earlier today. So first and foremost, let's go ahead and talk about the Holly Holm fucking fight with, what was the other, Jermaine Mandibi or something like that?
Yeah, at 145,
at
right?
145, the 145.
Yeah, first title, right?
Yeah, for the first fight in the UFC for a woman's 145-pound division. Crazy fight, dude.
Wasn't it for the belt, too?
Yeah, it was for the belt.
Is that fair that the first fight in the division is for the belt?
No, because they took the two top fighters that could barely make 135 and did it.
Uh-huh.
I think that, I mean, that's kind of the same way they've done it on multiple different occasions as they add new weight classes. So.
Yeah.
But I mean, like,
I think it's an interesting
way
to do it.
You know, you win the first fight at 145 and all of a sudden you're the champion. Like, I don't know. Does any,
well, there's
I mean,
been,
I'm asking if anybody else has an issue with that.
There's been other fights at 145, just like there's been fights at 175 or 180 in these weight classes that don't really exist. So, I mean,
gotcha.
There's been fights in 145's women's division,
okay.
I'm sure. But right. It hasn't been like, you know what I mean? Like a legitimate, like, it's like probably like a catchweight kind of thing.
Probably. I mean, okay, so just going back to what Michael said, do I think it's fair that the first fight at the 145-pound division should be for the title? I want to say yes, only because it kind of depends on the women that are fighting for the belt. Holly Holm, I mean, you can't really doubt her. You know, she was the champion. She was the first woman to defeat Ronda Rousey back when Ronda was the savage beast. Not saying she's not now. But
she's
you
not,
know,
but
yeah. So, so yeah. On that note, I think her credentials definitely, you know, earn her that title shot. You know, the other woman, I don't know her that well, to be honest with you.
But kinda, she's a kickboxer
she's
from
a
hell,
fucking,
apparently, or
like,
Muay Thai.
You know what? I'm gonna look this up. So if somebody please fill it in. But
right.
She's like a
42
something,
yeah,
dude.
Time,
I'm looking it up.
Some crazy shit like
some
that.
Crazy
20,
shit.
I don't know.
But while this is happening.
The other, I was also noting, I mean, I know Holly Holmes is probably one of the biggest names in UFC, but she was also coming off of two losses, and it was, she still was the headliner of a pay-per-view event. I still thought that was intriguing and or impressive.
Yeah, it's because the women's division, you could go to random people that don't know very many fighters, and they possibly know Holly Holm because of who she defeated. She has a bigger name than even the champion right now. No one knows who the fuck she is.
Yeah, so
yeah, we have to look, we
you
have
know
to look
what
up.
Mean?
Or, you
so
know.
the current 145-pound champion in the
Spoiler
UFC
alert,
is, her name is Jermaine de Randamie. She's 32 years old. She is kickboxing record is 37 wins, 14 by knockout, 0 losses. So that's fucking impressive.
Pretty impressive.
Her mixed martial arts career isn't as impressive, but it's still, I mean, she's still a beast, so whatever. 7 wins, 3 by knockout, 4 by decision, and she only has 3 losses. And she has 1 loss by knockout, 1 by decision, and the other is by submission.
Wow.
So,
somebody dropped her.
She's a badass.
And also another point to like the whole, like, if they went ahead and just did the first fight for a champion, I mean, you kind of have to have like a champion in a, you know, weight class. Like, if there's no champion, then there's no fighters like fighting to get to a spot. Like, they don't have like an open road to be like, oh, maybe in like after 10 fights in this weight class, men, they maybe they'll have like a world title for it. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, like, they might just go ahead and not have it. Like, it's nice to be the first one. The very first fight is for the title, and it's against two monsters that are both kickboxing, you know, amazing in kickboxing. They apparently never fought each other because they're both perfect records in kickboxing. So, that's my whole reason. That's, like, I think their whole reasoning behind having the very first fight as a championship fight is you kind of have to give the other people in the weight class something to aim for and something to keep them, like, motivated to getting to.
I 100% can see that. And also, you know, really quick, I just kind of want to, just to kind of prove my point in a way. Who would you say is the best 145-pound champion in the women's division?
Cyborg.
Thank you. To prove my point.
Yeah.
So,
set us up. Yeah. You walked us right into that.
Which is great. Yeah, right. Which Cyborg beat the shit out of.
Yeah, but it was only because she was at the end of her career.
Sure.
She was all rousy.
She was dedicated.
Yeah, right. Joking aside, Gina Carano is a fucking badass herself, dude. Like, in her heyday, she was she was a superstar on top of being like one of the baddest women on the planet.
Yeah,
so it's amazing.
Not ugly.
That's definitely that helped her out a lot. But anyways, going back to my point, a lot of people know about Cyborg. So most people, whenever you present Cyborg an opponent, most people are automatically going to say Cyborg is going to eat this woman alive. You know what I mean? Like, there isn't enough hype behind this woman to really kind of sell that fight. But imagine the hype being fucking tripled or even doubled or whatever the fuck if she's fighting the now champion at the 145-pound division as opposed to the winner's going to get the belt. Now there is a definitive champion. There's a winner that, it's kind of shitty that she won in the way that she did as far as, like, you know, she hit Holly Holm twice after the bell. Two consecutive times. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you know, but it's just kind of shitty because, like, you know, the point should have been deducted. She should have lost that fight, in my opinion, just based off of that. And in best case scenario, the UFC was probably hoping for Holly Holm to be the champion.
I was thinking that.
Because, you know, imagine Holly Holm being the first 145-pound champion on top of taking on Cyborg, who is not the champion, but she's a title challenger. But everybody knows
that
she's the champion. Yeah. She's like the legit champion. You know what I mean? It's almost like she was never the uncrowned king kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, she was never really tested.
Also, like, I mean, we haven't seen her go against anybody with a huge... Who do you know that she beat the shit of besides Gina that has a big name?
The name's one thing. Like,
you know what I mean? That Cyborg has beat.
Yeah, she's
like,
beaten...
Like, she has... I don't think she's gone against down like, the people list. Of this caliber.
I see what you're saying. She's gone down the list of every woman in the 145-pound division in the world. Like, obviously, the UFC didn't have that division. So, who's to say that George St. Pierre wouldn't have been around... if the UFC didn't open the 170-pound division. That's why he became champion, because that was his weight class. So I think the same thing goes for what was happening for the 145-pound division, is that there wasn't a division. So all the best fighters were fighting in other organizations that you and I have never heard of, so therefore we just have no idea who this person is. And Cyborg Santos was going around and beating the shit out of all of them.
Right.
So, like, that's why I truly believe that she has been fighting that caliber of opponent. And on top of that, when she couldn't find a woman that was willing to make that weight, that challenge at 145, she went on to Muay Thai. She didn't do the best performance at Muay Thai. I mean, I think she lost her last fight. But, dude, like, she was fighting world-class strikers, like the champions of those divisions. She didn't get finished. You know, she didn't get finished.
Oh, yeah.
She hung in there, you know?
My only point was, like, these two chicks that both fought for the title were both world-class, world-champion kickboxers.
I see what
you're saying. So, I mean, like, yeah, sure, she's got wrestling on all this stuff, but, you know, like, we've seen, like, some stupid decisions and a lot of fighters that they're just like, I'm going to beat them on the feet. You know what I mean? Like, and I mean, there's always something. I mean, obviously, she could always lose, but, like, I think that it would be a lot closer than people might think if she goes against somebody like Holly Holm or this champion.
I think to Billy's point, I remember, let's say, 18 months ago, the fight that all fight fans wanted to see was Ronda Rousey versus Cyborg.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, I remember a couple podcasts ago when we were talking about the Amanda Nunes and Ronda Rousey fight, Billy kind of said, like, you know, the women's division has caught up to these people. And it's a different animal now in today's fight class for the women's division. So,
I think the women's division's really morphing in a hurry.
Yeah,
I think they're figuring out each other and really starting to you know do some shit. And the more video they have on different fighters and are able to study them and study the way they move, the better for them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just that kind of footage just keeps growing and growing. And everybody keeps progressing because they're able to learn at a faster rate, especially how to, like, you know, mimic and be able to train against whatever their opponent is.
Well, I think that it just speaks to it's time for Cyborg to fight some of these top name people. I think we're all ready for it. I just think it's time.
I'm definitely ready for it. Yeah. I'm just ready to see her become the champion because I truly believe she should be right now. You know, like, I think it's that kind of situation where nobody should be giving anything or given anything, but she should have been given that fucking strap. I think so.
Well, she was offered the fight, from what I understand, and she declined it.
Some sort of, from what I heard,
she's
it was some
up
sort
right
of
now.
Yeah.
She's
I,
not. Yeah.
Exactly like that, and then she was on some sort of medication that.
Tested positive
for steroids or some shit like
that.
Yeah,
it was some kind of dietary thing.
Yeah.
With her stomach going wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so she was given basically some kind of steroid that she didn't actually know that they would test positive for.
So, but she was cleared. She was actually medically cleared
like
a week ago.
That, yeah.
So she's definitely, the fight is definitely going to happen.
Steroids for sure, though.
Steroids for sure. All those Mexican supplements, bro.
I mean, look at her. Look at her.
She's a monster.
Yeah,
she's
a motherfucking monster.
I bet her clit's 3 inches long.
At least, dude. At least. No, so really quick.
that's classified as an undersized dick at that point.
I wanted to touch base. I brought up her kickboxing career. Like,
would
a little
you
bit
suck
ago.
On that thing?
I would not. so her kickboxing record. She has 3 fights. She's 2-1. So she has 1 loss. Both wins though were by knockout.
Okay.
And then she's fighting studs like studs and you know she's fighting the fucking best female strikers out there. And she's putting them to sleep, you know what I mean? Which is really interesting.
I'll knock that bitch out tomorrow.
Right? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Damn, man.
I know she's hurting right now, so tomorrow.
How do you see yourself winning? I'm just curious. Huh? Let's kind of humor this idea.
Knockout. First round.
Like, is it wrong that we're talking about fighting Christine Cyborg?
Dude, she transformed into a dude.
Dude, yeah.
When she started taking steroids and her body started producing more testosterone than the estrogen, she was like, she changed. Her bone structure, I guarantee, is like fucking different than your average woman. Like, look, I mean, Jesus Christ. Like,
well,
I mean,
yeah,
like
dude,
China
that's how,
from
that's
wrestling
how you
back in the day,
your bones,
clearly.
Yeah.
She's taking shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're never going to be like, have as much performance as a dude in that right because, you know, our physiology is completely fucking different. Mm-hmm. But, like, in the sense of a woman, she got as close as she fucking could to, like, having that man strength.
She's probably stronger than most guys in the 145-pound division right now in the UFC.
Maybe.
I mean, I can see her out grappling certain guys. Like,
I doubt it.
Off the top of my
honest.
Head, you think so?
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, I see her like grappling. I'm not talking about in a freaking UFC style fight. Grappling. I see her out like outmaneuvering and out and overpowering somebody like Cub Swanson. You know, he's not really known for his strength.
But, yeah, but imagine her against like a Chad Mendez.
Well, I didn't say
she
everybody.
Molly
I didn't
you
say
know what
everybody.
I mean?
But
that's
what about
thing,
against Conor McGregor?
I don't see
grappling.
Her. I don't see her grappling like actually beating Connor. But she's a black belt.
I mean,
she's
not known
belt.
For his grappling, so
she's a black belt.
You know what I'm saying?
She's like a legit black belt. So who's to say that she can't?
All I'm saying is I'd be throwing fucking heaters at her. She'd be like, "What the fuck is that?"
Fighting Ronda. What? How do you see yourself?
I used to think Ronda could beat my ass, and then. Then she lost all her power or magic, and
well,
yeah, for
thing,
sure
though.
I'd beat her
here's
ass
the thing,
today.
Really quick,
today,
like, her
Travis Brown too. Today,
dude, I was gonna say
the fucking day.
Both of them at the same time.
I beat Tim Kennedy's ass. Fuck it. I mean,
dude.
I know. I wolfed a lot of Tim Kennedy shit, but fuck.
Dude, you were a fucking dick riding Tim Kennedy like, just 3 weeks
Kennedy
ago. Billy was straight up dick riding Tim Kennedy,
dude.
And he fucking gets his ass beat by Kelvin Gastelum, and all of a sudden.
I still love Tim, but I can whoop his ass.
We should go like but five I love podcasts you, back and just so we can hear fucking compare and contrast.
Right. I really wish we could insert some of the quotes from other podcasts. I was like,
he could beat any English person's ass just because they're English.
Just making all these fucking random claims. So
you're like, Tim Kennedy for president. He should grin. You know,
yeah, right?
Oh, I'm cool with him for president, but I kick his ass.
Okay, how do you see yourself... How do you see yourself doing against Tim Kennedy in like a pistol shooting contest?
Oh, he probably obviously he's gonna beat me. I mean, he shoots every day. But you give me a month.
I remember just a few conversations ago, you were like, "I could fucking beat him in a pistol competition. I could beat him in a rifle competition."
Yeah, that was obviously he's sarcastic.
Don't lose that mystique about you, though, man. You kind of have to keep that.
I would beat him in everything.
There you go.
First, I knock him out, and then I beat him in the shooting gun competition.
There you
twice.
Go. But no, yeah. So what were we talking about? Christine Cyborg Santos?
Oh, yeah, that I would like, beat her ass, too.
Travis Brown's a woman beater.
Yeah, right? Oh, my goodness. That's the next topic. We're going to talk about Travis
I made Travis Brown go poo-poo.
Yeah, right? Dude, Derek Lewis, man, what a fucking monster. So he's definitely going to go back. We're definitely going back to the Travis Brown thing. But really quick. Rhonda, sorry. Fucking that medical marijuana's got me tripping. Christine Cyborg Santos is going to be fighting Jermaine Demandabir.
Is that happening?
It's not official, but that's next in line. So, but apparently Jermaine, whatever the fuck,
Dupree,
the current 145-pound division champion, the female champion of the UFC, she said that she needs to get some sort of operation on her hand that has been bothering her for a few years and that she's not running from Cyborg Santos. She plans on fighting her, just not right now. Like, she just has to fix her issue. Here's the thing. That bitch, I mean, by bitch I mean like the most utmost respect. Like, she's a bad bitch for sure. Jermaine, dude, her striking is legit, dude. Like, straight up powerhouse, technical, dirty. I don't want to say she's dirty because I've never heard of any fouls that she's ever done before. Like, obviously, this isn't her only professional fight. She has 37 in just Muay Thai alone. So within that time, I've never, like, just reading online and just hearing other people talk about her, they've never mentioned anything about her being a dirty fighter. So, you know, in the moment, you know, she's fighting Holly Holm.
Yeah,
if you're not cheating, you're not trying kind of thing. You ever hear that expression? You know, if you're not fucking cheating, you're not truly trying your best to win. Maybe that was her trying. Maybe that was her, like, no, 100% is.
I hate cheaters.
But my coaches have told me that. Like, my previous sporting coaches, like, from football to fucking jiu-jitsu to everything, dude. Like, I've heard guys say that before, and I'm just like, dude, like, that doesn't sit well with me.
I hate that. I know. That's one of those sports cliches that I've never liked.
Said that? Yeah.
I would beat Cyborg's ass, but if this bitch sucker punched me like that, she'd probably beat my ass.
Dude, I mean, that was...
bitch with all due respect,
too. Of course. Really quick, do you guys think the punch after the bell... Both of them. The two separate times she got punched after the bell. Do you think both of those affected the fight in any way?
They both would have knocked me out, bro. I got a glass chin.
I mean, to me it's just two strikes landed overall. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, her best punches landed in the fight were after the bell.
So clean when someone's not trying to protect themselves.
Yeah, right? So it's like, did they affect her? I think so.
Hell yeah.
I think it definitely affected Holly Holm in a negative way to where, you know, she went into that. What happened between rounds 2 and 3, right? Something like that.
Oh my God.
Hey, buddy. Achilles wants to say hi. Achilles wants to come over and say hi. So anyways, I think it actually did affect Holly Holm. I think going into that third round, if I remember correctly, she got hit after the bell right at the end of the second round. So going into the third round, she didn't look like a normal, aware of what's going on kind of fighter. So it's just a little tough. But I don't know. The next fight coming up, enough with the Holly Holm thing. I mean, we already pretty much kicked that one dead. So the next one, Christine Cyborg Santos and Jermaine Demandabir. Who do you see winning? I keep mispronouncing your name.
I see that in between round ones and round two, knockout.
Knockout, dude. After the bell.
That bell, I call knockout.
Dude, Cyborg Santos, I think he's just going to go in there, double leg her, take her down, take side control, and just rain hell on this woman.
This bitch is going to rock her before the start.
It could.
Like, they're going to walk out, they're going to say, feel free to touch gloves. Bam! bam! Knockout.
I didn't hear the bell. I didn't hear the bell.
And then she goes and has hearing tests, and she, like, fails them on purpose.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, that'd be easy to cheat, right?
But yeah, that's how that's how I see it going down.
She go to the after the fight. She's like, "Well, if you're not cheating, you're not trying."
At that Derek's, moment, I would Derek's jump out of my seat and be like, "I told you guys, that's a saying.
That's a thing.
That's a thing." okay, so moving on. Fucking Derek Lewis and Travis Brown just fought this past Sunday night. Sunday night, sick they fought fight. Crazy, crazy heavyweight main event on the UFC Fox card. Dude, crazy, you guys want to talk about
crazy
it?
Crazy card altogether, fight. Yeah, but dude. Crazy fight specifically. Great main event, dude. That first round was just sick, dude.
Just incredible, dude.
Travis Brown was landing these kicks to his stomach, dude, and it really looked like he was gonna curl over and just be done just from the shot to the stomach.
Apparently, he just had to go poo poo though.
He said after the fight he had to go. That didn't hurt me. I just had to go poo poo.
Didn't Travis Brown shit himself? Or no, that was the other tall guy from back in the day. Tim Sylvia
admittedly said I pooped my pants. He got TKO'd or got kicked in the body or something like that. And then a little bit of fecal matter came out.
Oh man, that's
little,
rough.
Little lump.
Little nugget.
Isn't that I think somebody showed me a photo of that. Like, didn't somebody actually like soil the ring a little bit?
Maybe. Oh no, that was
or, like soil their shorts or like it was like white shorts or something.
I might just pull this up on my phone for us, obviously. But Kenny Florian, when he fought BJ Penn, there was a moment when they were pressed up against the fence. I think in rounds round two or three. BJ had countered a knee and then fired a knee just right afterwards, and it landed right above his hip bone on his left side, I think it was, or his right side, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And you can actually see a little bit of a drizzle fall out from the bottom of the shorts. And, like, it's like a stream kind of thing. Like,
oh, no.
Almost like he peed himself a little bit because he caught him that
shit?
One. No, it wasn't shit.
Oh, it was pee.
It was pee. Okay. It was pee. Yeah, he hit him, like, pretty much, like, right on the hip in the groin, I'm assuming where, you know.
Dude, once
he just
my
couldn't
seals...
control his bladder there for a second. Yeah. He let out a little trickle of piss.
Once my seals broke, I just got a release. Could you imagine he just dumps it out?
He just calls time out, lets it go.
Or no, he's kicking him while he's peeing, so he's slinging off his leg and his eye. And then he just fucks BJ up.
Yeah, right. That's actually an interesting strategy.
I'm going to pee in the ring. Yeah. First fight for me, I'm going to pee in the ring.
If you got to go against a grappler, dude, I would shit myself.
You better
and make sure.
Wax, bro.
Yeah, they're not going to want to grab a hold of you if you smell like absolute donkey shit. You know what I mean?
Dude, I'm going to shit my pants every time I fight.
That's what I'm saying. That's just strategy.
It's probably best to use the restroom right before, right?
If you can, you know what I mean? Like, if you're weight cutting, you're not eating at all, and then you go and you have a fucking big meal because you're like, and I'm sure your stomach's got to be a little bit fucked up if you don't do it right. Yeah. Like, and especially back in the day, not very many people were doing it right. You know what I mean?
It's very true. It's very, very true. Dude, like, especially like in competitions like that, man, like, the nerves are so high that it's almost like you feel like you have to piss even though you've already gone like six times before the match,
right?
You know?
Oh yeah.
I mean, shit, I've been in that situation before where it's just like the nerves are getting to you. So it's
like bring a towel ringside because I'm gonna have to take a piss into this bottle.
Seriously though. I remember this one time I cut weight so bad that like in the middle of my fight, my legs started to cramp up.
Oh shit!
So I was just like, "Oh, that fucking sucks," because I was so dehydrated. You know?
Was it day of?
It was actually the next day.
Oh shit!
The next day, but I did it so wrong. You know, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. It was like my second grappling match. Second grappling match. I thought it was over in Laguza or some shit like that, over by Orange County, and it was just a weird little situation because I didn't know how to properly hydrate. I probably had a lot of sodium in my diet going into it, you know, so my body retained a lot of water. And then when I fucking had no water in my body, it was just like, well, there's no moisture because of the amount of sodium that you have in your body, you know what I mean? So, like, I remember my leg cramping up in the middle of my match, but thankfully I was able to finish it with an armbar.
Ayo.
And then in between waiting for my second matchup, my calves, dude, were just cramping. I was constantly stretching it. And it was just, it was a pain in the ass. So weight cutting, dude. Definitely not fun.
You should have rubbed some water on your legs, bro.
I should have, man, right? Because that's how they say.
The skin's
that's how pros do it.
The skin's an organ, right?
Yeah, right? It definitely is.
Yeah. I mean, technically. I don't count it, though. I've done my research, and yeah, I don't believe it's a fact.
So Derek Lewis got kicked in the stomach,
almost went poop on himself in the first round, dude. Crazy. Literally takes his knee to the stomach, too, after he's already visibly, hurt via strikes to the gut. Travis Brown lands his knee to the gut, dude, and he, runs across the cage away from Travis Brown, just, keeled over in pain, and you pretty much think the fight's over. And next thing, he answers back, keeps fighting, gets through the round, and comes away with a second round knockout finish. And I didn't get the chance to see it because it took so long for the post-fight interview to happen, so I changed the channel, but... Apparently the real story on this fight was his post-fight interview.
Yeah, dude, 100% too. It was just one of those holy shit, man. That took all the attention from the actual fight itself. You know? It was just one of those moments.
People know that I watch the fights and that I podcast a little bit about it and everything. So I had multiple coworkers come up to me and say, "Hey, did you hear that post-fight interview from that Travis Brown fight, Derek Lewis fight?" And I was like, "No, man, I changed the channel. Why?" And everybody was like, "Dude, he called out Brown. He said he was a woman beater. I don't like that motherfucker." You know what I mean? He was like, "Where's Ronda Rousey's fine ass?"
God, that's what really got me, dude. I was like, talk about adding insult to injury, man. You didn't have to fucking call out his woman and say, "Where you at? Time for me to get a crack at that." He didn't say that. That was me ad-libbing.
Yeah, after you gave him a huge concussion, though.
Yeah, dude. That's borderline fucked up, man.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful.
Yeah, and he's like,
that's how you get people to know who you are and get some more fights.
Exactly.
Sure. Look at Connor.
That's a good point.
Exactly.
Connor's a fucking dude.
You gotta get out there and talk, and you gotta make people known that you're there. I mean, and it's ultimately you're in the entertainment business, so
that's true.
This guy goes,
do what you gotta do and pick your road and try to get there.
It's almost like it's turned what pro wrestling was. Mm-hmm. As far as in its heyday, is what the UFC is now to this generation, where we're like, listen, we want real shit. Like, not saying that the bumps and the bruises and the sprained ankles and the broken ribs aren't real in pro wrestling. Obviously, they are. You can't fake that shit.
Right.
Yeah, but it's...
As far as, the fight itself and the story behind it, it's all choreographed. Exactly. It's just one giant, elaborate show, and you get invested in these characters, and you're like, oh my God, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Bill Goldberg, you were the fucking shit. And that's actually true, man. I idolize those men. Those guys were the shit. So, I thought they were the baddest men on the planet outside of, Mike Tyson.
Dude, yeah, don't tell me Hulk Hogan isn't the baddest man still. Dude. I'm a maniac till
he's
I die,
a fucking people's champion, dude.
Fuck yeah,
the original.
Dude. Can't believe he went NWO for that time.
Yeah, right? He sold out.
That was heartbreaking.
No. So, yeah, dude, totally right, man. You kind of have to sell yourself. You kind of have to make that story into something. And what he's planning on being out of action for 3 months. Derek Lewis is, I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, why not
give
carry
this thing
that?
To steam.
Yeah, exactly.
Steam up.
Just keep talking shit, keep talking all this crap. Might as well, since they're talking about you.
He says he needs some time off from all the sex that he's getting.
He also said that. Yeah, what a fucking dude.
On national TV. Live national
man's
TV.
A badass.
I mean, that's a lot of sex. To need 3 months off, because I'm pretty sure, give me 24 hours and I'm ready to rock.
Dude, he's at that point where he's...
Three months?
Enough is enough.
Yeah, he's like, just can't do it, man.
Yeah. What's that old, I can only take so much and I can't take much more? He's at that point, dude. He's like, I fucking have too much booty on a daily basis. I wonder if his wife got embarrassed, or is he even married? I don't know.
That's a good question. I don't think so. But he did say that that fighting every 2 months has got him in trouble at home. So, he needs more time for the sex, apparently.
Apparently.
Shit.
Apparently. I don't know, dude. I can't wait to see him back.
He's a sex monster.
I can't wait to see him come back. Tell you that right now. I cannot wait to see Derek Lewis come back. Who do you think he's fighting next?
He's got to fight a top four guy, right? With the win streak that he's on.
I'm on it, dude. I'm finding out right
he's
now.
Been,
he's got to go top
he
four.
He doesn't have a next I'm fight. He's been calling out. Apparently, he's been calling out Mark Hunt. But I know Mark Hunt has a fight right now.
I was gonna say he doesn't want Mark Hunt, but I mean, he took.
That's what he called out. I believe.
I don't know if he wants that fight.
I don't know. That's a tough one to call out. But he already took on, what's his name, the heavy-handed guy, Roy Nelson. So
Derek Lewis is from Louisiana, but now resides in Texas.
Yeah, he's a Texas boy.
6'3", weighed in at 264, so right at the limit, and a pound under, too.
My height.
Yeah. Jesus, fucking a large man.
Yeah, he's got a lot of weight on him, though. He's like Clinton.
Yeah, so he's 18-4, 16 by knockout. He is our version of like a fucking a George Foreman or a what's his name? He's Joe Frazier, you know what I mean? Like
he's a large man, but it's a lot of it is up top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You think his legs are kind of off balance a little bit? If like a wrestler kind of, you know, got a hold of the legs, you think they can get down?
Exactly. I think because they're really top heavy. As soon as they yank that leg, his whole top's going to topple.
I see holes in his game for sure. I think a well-rounded heavyweight.
Because I'm at 6 foot, 265, and I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a big man, but like most of it's clearly up top. Yeah. The way he looks, like...
Yeah.
Okay, so he really seems quick.
Like a swing. Like he's, I mean, you just can't get clipped by him. Like that's the real thing you got to worry about with him is he's gonna throw haymakers at you, and you just got to make sure you dodge them and pick them apart.
Yeah.
Travis Brown, if he would have stayed on the outside and just kept landing, you know, strikes with his legs, he would have been fine. But he, you know, I don't know. He didn't finish. He didn't finish when he had him hurt. No. That was the thing in the first round. He had him hurt multiple times.
Dude, I honestly think Travis in that moment. Travis Brown, I really think he kind of viewed it as in like, all this shit you've been talking, dude, I'm going to make you pay for that, you know? Like, I'm not going to take you out that easily. Guarantee you that kind of ran through his head, or maybe not. Maybe just he saw something. He's like, this guy's winding up on that right. Like, if I go in, he's gonna counter me, you know? Maybe it was that. I like to think it was his own ego. I really do. Because if you've been talking that much shit to me, we've seen it happen time and time again. I mean, we just saw it happen to Eddie Alvarez and Conor McGregor, Cody Garbrandt, Dominic Cruz, Connor's in every one, right? Conor McGregor against Jose Aldo. You know, like, he's fucking talked everyone out of fighting them before they've actually fought.
Right.
Like, not necessarily, like, out of, like, oh, you don't want to fight me, but it's more so...
out of being rational.
Exactly. Like, you are going to lose this fight, and you know it. And they almost start to believe it. They're like, fuck, I'm actually going to lose this fight before they've actually even stepped in the ring, so...
I was watching the fights live with Trevor, and I looked over to him, and I go, you know what, dude? Travis Brown's just a fucking loser, dude. He, like, finds ways to fucking lose. And also, he's a woman beater, so anybody that puts their hands on a woman is a fucking loser in general. But, yeah, all politically correctness aside.
Allegedly, again, allegedly. I'm pretty sure he got, you know, like...
He looks like it.
He's not guilty.
Well, yeah. all that aside, dude, supposedly. Like, just his fighting in general. Like, I feel like I've just seen so many times that he's found ways to lose instead of win. And so, yeah, I consider him a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him.
Well, there you go, dude. Like, I mean,
Travis Brown's ass, dude.
Oh,
fuck him.
Go.
He got in a brawl.
He's in Glendale, bro.
Let's go, dude.
He got in a brawl with him. Like, he needed to, like, use his length and height. Mm-hmm. And stay away and try to pick apart and use angles.
Yeah.
And he was coming straight forward and ends up getting caught coming straight forward, leaning in with his fucking head wide open. Like, I don't know. Like, he was making a lot of silly mistakes, it seemed like. And I don't know. I think if he would have stayed from the outside, and like you were saying, there's some straights right there that were wide open, especially with Derek Lewis when his body was hurt. Because you could, you know, see him just holding his stomach because he had to go poo-poo.
His hand was on his stomach. He wasn't covering up his jaw, his face at all.
So bad.
Screaming for a high kick, dude. A really good straight and then fucking take his ass down. Like, fuck, you're probably not going to knock this monster out.
What about like a perfectly timed ? Kick right then? Like fake body to the head, dude? I think it would have been lights out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, like during the fight, you can even ask Billy, like when we're at the bar, when Derek Lewis has hands over his stomach, I kept saying he's going to hit him with the straight right or the straight left. Like he's going to throw that punch down the pipe. And I don't know why he didn't. Like there are multiple times where Lewis was leaning to his left or right, didn't really matter. And he was leaning to the point where even if he countered with that and his feet are planted in a straight line. They're not cocked to where your power leg's behind you and
you're not anchored to go forward.
And you don't have that lead leg or whatever the fuck.
Right.
So his feet were pretty much completely fucking like separated at shoulder width apart in a straight line. And he was leaning off to the side. So even if he would have countered Travis Brown's like, you know, straight left or straight right, the power behind it would not have been as much.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
just swinging from the hip.
Dude, Travis Brown took multiple shots from Derek Lewis, like clean shots.
Oh yeah,
and he was in there. He was still in the fight. So that just tells me that his chin could have held up. His chin definitely could have held up. He could have taken the risk and thrown that. Because the whole time, Lewis is probably just thinking about keeping his asshole tight just so he doesn't poop himself.
I mean,
so he's not really thinking about all the weapons. He's like, oh, he just kicked me in the stomach. Oh, I got to make sure I'm clenching my ass cheeks real tight right now because I'm about to let one go.
There's no way I'm shitting right
and
now.
Yeah, and then he fucking kicks him again. And in that moment, dude, he's not thinking about the fucking straight punch. It's, at least, I don't think he was.
Think
dude,
about this. He could have ended up knocking Derek Lewis out and made him shit himself.
Oh my god.
You know what I mean? If he would have knocked him out, he probably would have shit himself. If it's legitimate and he had to go poo poo.
That would have been that would have been fucking crazy.
Yeah, that would
imagine how crazy it would have been, like, if that would have happened, us being at the bar, everyone that was watching it.
Oh yeah, live.
It would have
national TV.
You see this guy shit himself.
Huge man shitting himself on
national
TV. There'd
be memes going off the fucking wazoo right
now. Today's world, yeah.
That's fucking nuts, dude. That'd have been crazy. But yeah, it was a good fight though.
Yeah,
but once again, the what's most talked about is not the actual fight. It's what the fuck he talked
about. It's what he talked
about
afterwards.
He said, you know, calling out and all, you know.
Brian Stanzel. So if we can get back to talking about the fight,
because
I don't know what to say about the sex.
Yeah. So, oh, dude, going on that.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you brought that up.
It was
so
nonchalant the way he said it all.
Yeah.
I've been having so much sex.
I'm happy you brought that up because it just reminded me why I even jumped on my phone like 5 minutes ago. It was to find out if he was married. Remember that?
Yeah,
his girlfriend or something like that. So he has a fiance. And he has 3 kids with his fiance. He's 2 boys and 1 girl. The girl's the oldest. But,
so that's who he's been having all the sex.
Yeah,
that's
all the maybe.
Or maybe she's cool.
Maybe
whatever.
She's cool. You know, whatever. Or maybe
it's
part
of my training camp, hun. I gotta be fucking these other girls.
That's it's either that or he's like he's such in a bad mood. That's what he was like. I've been in a bad mood, making my family all, you know, like,
and my home life is all.
Yeah.
My home life's mad at me.
Yeah, for sure. So his fiance is probably like, we gotta fuck.
We need to be fucking.
We need to be fucking all the time because you need to chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
But you know, wouldn't you be stressed out though? It's a stressful thing, dude. A stressful thing, like having a fight that's about to be televised on a fucking Fox network, like anyone that can just tune in on Fox and watch this shit,
definitely.
As opposed to like a pay-per-view kind of fight, because what, 500,000, 600,000 people are gonna watch it, you know? Usually around there, best case scenario on Conor McGregor card, and it's like 1.5 million, like not that many,
right?
On a Fox basic fucking cable network,
right?
You're talking about at least 1 million people, like just off the top, right there, bam, at least 1 million. I like to see the numbers. I'll find that out next. So, wait, it's Tuesday, right? Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
They should have the numbers by now, right?
Yeah.
So, anyways, he's been fucking...
Shit, they usually have them the night of.
Yeah, usually.
So we'll at least on the paper... Actually, that's probably different when it's pay-per-view, though. But pay-per-view events, they have the... they usually have the numbers the night of, I think.
Yeah, they got the money right off, though.
All right, we gross this.
This is how much.
Yeah.
So it was this many customers.
But yeah, I mean, that's why, I mean, Uriah Faber used to be notorious for not doing the pay-per-views. He'd rather take either the prelim, you know, main event for a pay-per-view, or he'd do the Fox free card just to build up his brand because he wanted a bigger audience.
I gotcha.
So,
Yeah. Definitely not a bad idea at all.
Yeah, never won a title, though.
Who was that again?
Uriah Faber.
Uriah Faber.
And he beat the best ever.
No, he didn't.
Dominic Cruz?
He didn't, but that's not when Cruz had the title.
Yeah, he had the title and Cruz was trying to take his title.
Well, then Cruz beat him then.
No, he didn't.
Wait. This is
Cruz beat him afterwards, but Cruz didn't beat him the first time.
Right.
Uriah choked him out, and he never finished Uriah.
Was that at
WEC?
WEC, okay. Was it so then?
And
Faber had that belt then.
Uh huh.
Okay, and so he just never won the UFC gold.
He just never won the UFC belt.
I sit corrected. He won a title.
So while I'm still trying to find the actual numbers for the UFC fight. I don't think they have it yet. They only have the total gate attendance for Canada. So I don't know yet. They don't have the numbers. I'm assuming they were big. It's a fucking fight in Canada. So you know you have all of fucking Canada itself watching
this
shit.
Yeah, but Canada doesn't have as many people as California.
No, but would you say they have what? At least 500,000 to 1 million people viewed, the free fight from Canada. Would you say at least that many people? I mean, what's the population of Canada? Let's find that out.
It's fucking tiny. All right, let's all give it a guess.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to hear your guys' ballpark before I fucking enter a guess.
I'm gonna
guess 25 million.
How many are in California?
In LA County, and legitimately, there's probably 25 million.
Legitimately,
so from a consensus of 2014, there was 38 million people living in California. Yes, California.
Okay.
Yeah, LA County, 25 million.
All right. So the question now is Canada.
Yeah, Canada.
Okay. So all now right. Give your numbers and based off
your
of
number
that.
Was
25 million.
Damn, that's a good. I want to do that one. Can I? Is this Price of Right rules? Can I go 25.1?
Always Price of Right rules.
25.1 million.
25.1.
Just kidding.
What a dick. So fucking tough. I want to go last. Fuck you.
I was a good guess, though. I got to get away from that. I always thought that person was a dick who did that in Price is Right. I fucking hated that guy.
They're playing the game, though, man.
Know, but fuck that, and dude. They fucking make your own guess, dude. Hate those motherfuckers. If you're that kind of point one-er, fuck you.
This bitch knows her numbers. Yeah. On the Price is Right, I'm going with hers.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna go I'll go 19 million. I'm taking the
entire
under.
Country of Canada.
Fuck yeah, dude. Okay. I'm nervous, dude. I'm
fucked. I'm just making sure that we're all on the same page.
There's 350 million Americans.
That's Wait. A fucking lot of people.
Okay,
so,
and there's and you're
350
sure,
to 400 million Americans.
This whole thing is based on this whole thing is on bro can't, science.
That, yeah, this is on bro
Billy,
science for sure.
Billy said that there's more Californians than Canadians, yeah, and we're taking that true. To heart.
Yeah, I'm betting on that.
Are you? You're not even
that.
Sure on that?
I'm pretty damn sure.
Oh man, that changes my whole shit.
Like 98% sure.
I haven't given my number.
I know.
Let me at least say. I think there are more people in Canada than there are in California. So I'm going to say 41
Damn
million.
Damn it, you just
42.
Took my guess.
It's going to be like 58 million. I'm going to be like, oh, I bet double.
More than double of it. So what's your number, brah?
Here, he called it.
No, fuck. Well, that was on your word, though. And now I know.
Oh, yeah. I know. I know, bro.
Oh no. All right, I'm gonna go and there's 380 Americans, million Americans, 380 Americans, that's it. 380 million,
all the world of
We're
America
of
I'm gonna go 90 million. I'm gonna take the high now. I'm just completely abandoning
shit. You're
abandoning
shit. 25 million it is.
It's
gonna be probably like 28 and I'm gonna just brush
and
right
can
under
you
it
the final no,
it's
wait,
all it's all
that?
25.1. I'm all son of a bitch. Should have went with the point one.
And the number from 2013, 35.6
million.
Oh, winner. Oh, shit. That's Canada? 35.
So that is that less than California? Well,
that's like right around because California was 38.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's less than California.
That's less, Billy.
Oh,
right.
Bro science.
Bro science wins again.
Bro science. Back at you.
Called it.
Well, 36 as of right now from 2017.
You see somebody just
yeah,
born.
Yeah, still under California.
Woo!
That literally
still
just
under California. And I guarantee you that that there are more people living in California now because that was from 2014.
Oh, yeah.
That was 2014. This is the most
and this
updated
is,
one.
I don't
want to
sound insensitive
Canada.
Here, but this is documented people, right?
Well, Canada
Let's find
has.
Out how many can we actually get a number of how many people?
No, Canada.
Would you, trust, that
no,
number?
No, I would not.
How many?
No.
Canada has.
Google there are definitely more.
Canada has far stricter rules on immigration than the United States. Far,
yeah,
far stricter.
Very true.
I mean, if you have a DUI in the United States, they won't allow you in Canada most of the time.
Wow.
Like, unless
so
it was
crazy.
Like a decade ago. They're just like, we don't need that bullshit here in our country.
Dude, that's why they can keep their doors unlocked. Dude, Canada, they
Maybe.
Don't lock their doors.
Maybe.
So as of
it's
right now,
fucking stupid.
Yeah, the number of people that are living... as of right now, the number of people that are living in the United States is 325 million.
So close.
645,388 people.
I mean, it's only 25 million off.
But, I mean, hey... Hey, that's still a shit ton of people. So there's over 300 million people living in the U.S.
See how many guns there are in America. I bet there's about 350 million guns. I almost guarantee that there's more. I almost guarantee that's a stupid
that's
fucking
almost,
saying.
Almost
that's almost. It's like 98%
guaranteed. I'm on the brink of guaranteeing this.
that there are more guns in the United States than there are grown adults in the United
States. This right here is from the Washington Post. What's your definition of a grown adult?
18 or older.
Okay. And according to this... no fucking way. There are 357 million guns in the U.S.
Boom. Boom. Bro science strikes again. Yeah,
that was from 2015.
And that's not a bad thing.
That's an old number then. So it's grown since then, right?
Guns are fucking great.
The population's grown since then.
I mean, as of right now, I'm like 8-1 when it goes to guns. So like,
the only reason why I say that is because in 2013 there were 317 million. Now there's 325. So I'm sure the population is now at 325 million.
Yeah, we have
so the guns have to at least be around 350, 375 million as far as the total number.
Well, and guns in the last like 4 years of Obama have every single year broken the record for gun sales in the United States since they've been documenting it.
That's fucking insane, dude.
In like 1 month alone, we sold more guns than we did in the 90s for the entire country.
Yeah, dude, like, it would be, I'm sure this has happened the whole before. Year. I'm sure this has happened before, so like, please, like, this isn't like a new thought. But I'm sure there have been times where politicians have bought stock in some sort of gun manufacturer, right? And they fucking end up running for office, winning, and then going against it. Because if you're telling me that Obama, there have been more sales of guns within the Obama administration than any other administration, right? Mm-hmm. That's fucking crazy. It would have been smart of him to fucking invest some stock in gun maker.
Trust me, they knew that this was going down. They knew this was going down, and they
If that ends up being 100% true, I have to
look up right now. I'll give you the thing. Look up right now. I almost guarantee that, this too. I almost guarantee it.
If this shit adds up, so then Obama's probably the smartest fucking businessman that nobody ever talks about.
This was not Obama, but this was
I thought we were talking about Obama.
No, I'm just talking about how the industry works. I was going to say like this, like California. Before Sandy Hook happened, they had California Teachers Union had most of their money, or not? I shouldn't say most of their money because I that might not be almost guaranteed. So the California Teachers Union had a lot of stock invested in Bushmaster firearm, and who was mainly an AR-15 manufacturer.
Okay.
And it's because they knew they would be able to make a lot of money off of it. And so, you know, which is ultimately good. Trying to do is invest the money in things that you know are going to... But when you have inside information like that, that's not good.
That's definitely not good. I mean, that's what
I feel like getting inside information is just prudent planning and like just due diligence and your research.
Absolutely. But when people get their
feelings hurt, so they made a law about it. Dude, I'm like, not fair.
We really sent Martha Stewart to jail because somebody told her that, hey, you're about to lose a bunch of your fucking money if you don't take it out of that fucking stock.
You know, it's really
crazy. She took the fucking her money out of that stock and then we sent her to jail for it. It's like, no, what are you supposed to do? Just fucking land on the grenade?
Well, that's the thing is Congress is exempt to that.
Oh, see, that's,
they're allowed to do that. It's crazy. So that's crazy.
Congress is the most powerful fucking the most powerful being in our country, dude. Like it's more powerful than the president. They want, and they're in there longer. Like their terms are 6 to 8 years, something like that.
Well, they could stay there forever.
They could.
There's no term limits.
Most of them have. I think the average one was 6 to 8 years or something like that. But anyways, it doesn't fucking matter. They are the most powerful form of government, in my opinion. Fuck those guys. We need to figure out a new system with that, dude. Like, the president, does he really do anything?
It needs not to really. Be so, like, there's no, we can't do not the law, really. We can't allow the lobbyist things. And we can't allow bills that are longer than the founding document to the United States. They need to be plain and simple and to be able to be argued by a lawyer very, very easy. Like, you know what I mean? It can't be something that it can't be something that a lawyer could hide fucking kinds of words in, the Obamacare deal.
Yeah.
You can't.
It's like you turn certain, you change certain words from
it's like 50,000 pages and you can just do whatever you want.
Jargon,
yeah, no one.
All means we own your ass, and we're gonna fucking
legitimately. Yeah. Most of the people that voted, or actually all the people that voted and got that passed, none of them read it because it was too fucking long to read. It was impossible to read.
They can put a page in like an Obamacare type thing. They can just put a page in about like surveillance and shit. Like they can put a page in about anything that they want. But in order to get the whole, like they'll piggyback on a bill like that to get some random bullshit passed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's yeah. Until we can clean up those types of things, the lobbyists, everything. I mean, it's so like eroded from the inside that it's and it's just an outdated system. It's 2017, man. What the fuck,
dude? Oh my god! Like we now have the internet, man. So yeah. Like we can, instead of doing all this fucking going to a booth and doing your vote thing, this and that, we should be able to do it from home. It should be a very simple thing. And you fucking plug in your name, you answer a few questions like, I'm this person, this is my social security number, this is that, whatever. Yeah. The fuck. It can even be a fucking retinal scan. You know what I mean? Like,
take a picture,
it takes
too.
A little picture of your fucking eye or some shit. I don't fucking care. But dude, it's just a crazy procedure to figure out a way to vote in one person.
On like a Tuesday, right?
Or some
shit?
Something crazy.
Well, also, like, one of the things that drives me nuts right now is like everybody wanting the government to run different things when the government's obviously the shittiest place for running anything. You think about like the VA office. Like, I know so many Vietnam vets that can't get like anything fixed that was shit that happened in Vietnam. Like, that long ago when they were in the military and they can't get anything done. Look at all the U.S. soldiers that are dying right now at an insane rate. Mm-hmm. More U.S. soldiers have died at home
from committing suicide,
than they have in all of these wars.
Yeah, that's a fucking true thing.
I heard of a really awesome project of people.
I'll find out the exact numbers on that. Just for the fucking sake of it.
There's this charity now that are sheltering dogs from animal shelters, and they're giving them to veterans and helping them with their post-traumatic
stress syndrome.
Yeah,
that's
so it's
damn cool.
It's perfect for both sides of the equation on that one.
What's really interesting is MAPS. MAPS is a I'm not going to remember the acronym, but it is a psychedelic research place, and they've been testing all kinds of different things on people. I believe right now they're going through studies for MDMA, and they've been using it on veterans and other people with post-traumatic stress and having unbelievable results with it. And that's the thing, is we need to allow science to be able to kind of do what they want with this kind of thing that they know they're not going to hurt people with.
Yeah.
You know, and get rid of all this this is illegal, that is illegal. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, look, marijuana is still on the Schedule 1 when obviously seizures and all this kind of stuff for little kids, CBD does unbelievable for.
Dude,
I mean, like, there's
figured
all
out
kinds
a way
of different things.
To abstract the CBD and then put it on its own form where you can get a little fucking smoking pen. And you can just smoke CBD oil.
Yeah.
It doesn't get you high at all. It's not psychoactive in any single way, but you get all the same health properties, dude. Like, dude,
Diaz was doing, dude.
It's an amazing drug. Actually, come to find out, he wasn't.
It was probably real weed.
Really quick. So as of June 29th, 2016, there have been 4,400 total deaths, including killed in action and non-hostile. And the Iraq and Afghanistan war, as of right now. So, 4,000 people have died. Kind of sad. Kind of shitty. But there have been 31,000 wounded.
Look,
so, really quick, I'm going to look up
many,
the number.
Look how many look how many casualties to civilians.
Ooh.
That's a more interesting. I mean, the U.S. soldier thing is extremely interesting.
Hold on,
I'm almost guaranteeing it.
One mission right now to find this other one. So after
I'll look
up that next.
Because the casualty rate is like really sickening when you think of that, and it's like it's time to go away. Like, it's not worth like any kind of war on any kind of land is not a good thing. Like, you got to do absolutely everything you can to avoid that. In my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so really quick. Suicide surpassed war as the military's leading cause of death. This is from, I believe, the Washington Post. Yeah. Yes. So, anyways, as of 2014, 2013, where are you?
I'm almost.
Anyway, so yeah, I can't find the numbers. It's just like it's very small font, and I can't pick it up. But anyways, they're fucking crazy, man. crazy that people are just killing themselves just based off of the PTSD. You know?
It's in a lot. And some of it's not like, even. I mean,
some of it's not even that. Some, but like, some dude, it's not that. But really quick. You know, most of it is. Someone's life. You know, if you had to fucking go out there and kill somebody.
Well, especially when you find out that this war is for nothing, really. I mean,
to play devil's advocate. Let's just look on the opposite side of that spectrum. Let's look at somebody that actually still feels like they did a change, like they did something good. But they still were suffering from that like post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, like that's a fucking sad story, dude. That fucking sucks. Like you're still like I'm proud of everything that I've done, but I'm just not happy with you know having to go out there and take somebody's life or having do something like that, dude. I don't want to have to do that.
It's a lot harder to take somebody's life. Yeah, it's a lot harder to take somebody's life than
that's insane. That's fucking. It's a sad story, man. But dude, we really get off topic though. What were
we
talking about?
I was gonna say Travis Brown and
what's and Derek Lewis. It's a fucking tangents. That was a good tangent though, man. Like I'm actually really happy with that one. That was
we started looking up Canada's population.
I'll look up casualties of war real quick.
I will look that
casualties
up.
Casualties of the Iraq Afghanistan war.
Well, that's what that was 4,400 people.
No, I mean casualties. Oh, civilian casualties.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. Oh, dude. Correction, that was USA Today. My mistake.
I can say this setup is. I really like the setup. Much, much nicer down here.
Yeah, right. Just more controlled, man. I just talk and just not have to worry about somebody walking up and then making Achilles go fucking ape shit. And just like, woof.
I'm gonna get you. Yeah. I'm gonna get you.
Dad, someone's at the door. Stop. But yeah, it's great. So total number of... Oh, come on, guys. Keep talking while I'm looking up this information.
I'm almost guaranteeing it, bro. It's a lot.
What's your guess?
What my number is? My numbers. It's between 800,000 and 1,000,002
civilians.
Yeah.
And wasn't the number of
4,000 something?
4,000 soldiers, and you're saying 800,000,000 civilians. 800,000
to 1,000,000. One point two million.
I'm gonna take the under on that.
We're gonna go under 800,000.
I'm gonna go under 8. Right. My guess was going to be like 1,000.
1,000. No, there's been more children that have been killed by drones than 1,000, I believe. Or maybe it's like in the 800s.
It's actually, it's less than, man. Wait, let me see. So, yeah there have been 2,300 military casualties. I'm sorry. There have been 2,300 U.S. military deaths in the United States. Result hostile action.
No, I'm talking about civilians, not United States civilians. Iraqi and
I got you.
Yeah. Civilian casualties. Just put war on terror, civilian casualties.
All right, so 3,500 basically civilians.
So 3,500 civilians have been killed, but
8,000 wounded.
8,000 wounded in 2016.
Oh, that's just
just in 1 year. Oh, and it's been the lightest couple years from what I understand.
Wow.
The total number is crazy. Like,
dang. That was just in 1 year.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a trip.
I was going to say there's been more drone kills than that.
Okay, so yeah. 26,000 civilian deaths due to war-related violence has been documented.
In what country?
That's just Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's just Afghanistan. That's just there's Afghanistan. Been way more in Afghanistan's mainly on foot
and
with
this
foot
here
soldiers.
This article is from Brown University.
Look up Iraq then. So I want to say it's like some crazy fucking numbers. Like I remember seeing some article about some crazy numbers. I can't remember the source or anything. I know that's bad.
It's a bro science thing.
It's a bro science thing. Mm-hmm. Typically right, though.
Yeah, so far, got a good track record.
Got a good track record so far today. But yeah.
So as of right now, it's from 2013. This is from the...
He's all 800,000 to 1.2 million.
This is from 2001. From 2001 to 2013, there have been 500,000.
Wow. So, yeah, and it's 2017, so, I mean, that's four more years of that. And the drone kills, like, were barely started in probably 2013. The drone shit has been really fucking rampant here lately. I want to say there's, like, 800 kids that were killed by drone strikes. Like, that's and people, insane. You know, it's like, yeah. it's fucking wild. Like,
yeah, it's so wild.
We're
man.
Doing, we're, a... we need to get the fuck out of there. Like, mm-hmm.
that is fucking insane. It's like, it's sad numbers right there. Yeah.
Can you imagine if, when that happened here? You know what I mean? Like, on a very consistent basis. And that was just
dude.
Part of your life for like 13 years that is was just like being occupied. Well,
that's the thing is we're an armed society like we are. So mm-hmm. like it, right now it makes it very hard for anybody to be able to do that. But if they're slowly going to be able to pick apart all these little areas that do mm-hmm. have firearms, like people don't realize like Afghanistan beat the fucking Russians during the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
The United States got beat by Vietnam. Yeah, like, we're basically not doing anything to, like, really shut down anything in the Middle East.
Yeah, that's
and we
true.
Really can't, like, because foot soldiers are a lot harder to kill than you'd think when they're in a mm-hmm. civilian, like, around civilians. Like, yeah. regular civilians that aren't fighting it. So in the United States, we're a lot tighter than people realize, like... When 9/11 happened, dude, when we were little kids, like together, everybody dude. Got so together.
Dude,
that's how we got these
like fucking
yeah,
crippled.
That's
right
how we
that
got these
happened.
Fucking
everyone
wars
like,
started, though.
Go after him, go
yeah.
get him.
But none of these.
And he came out and said, "Fucking Osama bin Laden, you're gonna be the first person in however long where it's there's been issued a warrant, dead or alive, and
yeah.
like, the money was some fucking crazy amount too, like." It was fucking, well, you know, Bush is from Texas, obviously.
America.
Dead or alive. Yeah.
And nowadays, the cops
dude,
had
be,
a dead or
be
alive
a gun behind
warrant.
Every blade of grass, man.
Yeah.
Fucking, they, you know, they
well,
try
that,
to invade.
Yeah, that's
like,
the thing is
dude,
nobody can invade
so
the United
guns.
States.
Like, come on.
Dude.
Every fucking where you turn, there's going to be people right there. But that's the thing, like, most people aren't trained, you know. Like,
no, they're untrained, but you're going to be willing to fend yourself yeah. as much as you possibly can.
That's
like,
that's fair. But, I mean, yeah. you know, also... Let's say, like, I mean, right now, I think most of war is fought with drones, with, like, planes, or, like, some sort of, like, military, like, arsenal
oh, yeah.
or some shit. And whenever it is fought with, like, foot soldiers, it's usually smaller units, you know, so you get like, groups of, like, you know, 15 and
mm-hmm.
lower, and they're just kind of,
right.
like, kind of doing smaller jobs, but,
oh, yeah.
you know, but making the difference, really. So I it'd be hard, I mean, don't get me wrong, I have confidence in myself, I have confidence in us, but it'd be really hard for somebody who is not accustomed to any type of conflict, let alone using a firearm. Let me finish. Using a firearm. So go like those people going against somebody that has been training for a couple
mm-hmm.
years, getting ready to fucking fight. It'd be really hard. Like there'd be a lot of fucking casualties, man. I really believe it. It'd be a bloody fight.
It'd be a bloody fight. But think about like this. Like during,
but they're gonna send drones though. They're not really gonna come on.
Who's
land.
Gonna send drones?
If
who the fuck's got drones?
Who,
U.S.
Dude, I'm talking about other countries. Aren't
I understand
that?
What
we're talking about? Yeah.
No, I understand that.
Other
but
countries
like,
have drones. They have other ways of fucking.
Oh, I understand that. But we're gonna still have the,
us,
we're gonna bro, still have the U.S.
feet
military.
On the ground.
You're gonna still have the U.S. military and everything. Like, I mean, we're gonna
dude,
do really
dude,
well against anything.
We're talking hypothetical, so obviously
yeah, yeah, yeah.
the military's not gonna let them get close. But we're talking about if they were on land,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
if
yeah.
they were coming in,
America.
If they had drones, really like know. They obviously have like a really big advantage.
That's what. I
but
would
like,
think.
There's so many people in the United States. You're not gonna yeah. be able to invade with 350 million people. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
no, definitely not.
There's
that,
no possible
get,
way.
I mean, dude, just strategy wise, you would take out major population spots. You would take out major cities. You would cripple them in that way.
They would do it like Independence Day style,
kind of like that. You know, you would go like. Obviously, we're so spread out, and then we have the internet now, so we can be like, oh my god, on Facebook.
Yeah, they would have to
fucking
EMPS.
Dude. Yeah, there'd be a very different way of attack rather
yeah.
than like what we're used to seeing.
I just
you
know there's I don't think there's gonna be any nuke play unless it's a small tiny country.
So.
The only way because a big country wouldn't do big nuke
really
play
that.
Because of the fact that like yeah, yeah, yeah. because of the fact that you know no country wants to or nobody wants to destroy the United States. Like, we got the best spot as far as I'm concerned,
mm-hmm.
like compared to all the rest of the big huge
that's
countries.
What I've always said, dude, because at the end
so
of the day you
they
want to
keep
oh,
the land
for sure.
Like
you can
you know?
replace, you can replace fucking money, you can replace gold, you can replace any other material object. You can't really replace or make land, like
yeah.
especially this kind of real estate that we fucking
yeah.
we're sitting
especially
on.
Especially
right
if
now.
You nuke it and you can't be on it
can't,
for a thousand
yeah,
years.
Yeah, dude, like that's fucking silly, man. Mm-hmm. I fucking agree with you 100% on that, and I've always said that, dude. I'm like, dude, that makes no sense. Like, I don't think if they like, it's like you said, if they do nuke anything, it's gonna be like a strategy in an area where they're just kind of like, fuck that spot. You know what I mean? Like, we can go away with losing that place.
That's why every little country in the Middle East wants a nuke, because Pakistan, for example, the people who were housing Osama bin Laden, they had nukes. Pakistan has nukes, and the U.S. does not fuck with Pakistan. The U.S. doesn't, nobody fucks with anybody that has nukes. Yeah. We're just like, okay, it's mutual. I will fucking destroy you, but you'd be able to destroy me a little bit. Like, none of us want to do it. Like, it's, you know, it's like a badass fucking champion against a badass champion. Sometimes you just like, all right, we probably possibly could knock out each other, but let's not do this in the street. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's not going to be a dirty fight like that. Like, you're going to have to like tough it out and do it the right way.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's going to like just jump in like that.
And, mm-hmm.
Unless it's a tiny little country that we've been fucking punking for years and they don't have a fucking care in the world. You know what I mean? It's just some lunatics.
No, like, we're gonna make a name for ourselves.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's the bad thing is people don't realize, like, you know, a lone man with a lone idea to do a bad thing, mm-hmm. and he doesn't tell anybody about it, and he plans it for years and all that shit. You're not stopping that guy, so you don't want those kind of enemies. And no, all these not. Wars just start more and more enemies. You can't kill all the people. You know, there's mm-hmm. 500,000 deaths in Iraq and Afghanistan combined from in 2013.
Yeah, just from,
think about that. There's 500. Man. Yeah, there's 500,000
people just living.
Yeah,
their
there's 500,000 brothers, sisters. Yeah, think about
their
all their family. Think about all their family members that now
want
to fuck up the United States.
Dude,
because
would,
all exactly.
Dude, I would.
That's
why I love
why
having
bad.
Conversations with people that are not from this country. Like, I love just picking their brain a little bit, and they always talk about like how depressing our news is. Like, your news is so depressing.
Yeah.
They're always talking about blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is true. And they're always talking about how most of the rest of the world thinks of us as like are like as like bullies. As like straight up, we kind of like go out there, we just do whatever we want. We police other fucking countries. And then, you know, but at the same time, we take it for granted. Like, I've heard a lot of, like, you guys are kind of spoiled over here. You know what I mean? Like, you guys take everything for granted, which I think is true, man.
Oh,
especially with the younger generation. I'm putting myself in that as well. Like, there was never a draft. Why we've been fucking, you know,
no.
We didn't have to go to war.
No, we
didn't.
Wouldn't,
you know,
nowadays.
We
you
wouldn't.
Know?
Yeah.
We wouldn't.
It'd
good
be
luck,
fucking,
good luck trying to tell
too,
some of the artists
yeah, sure.
that we had to go to war. Like,
yeah.
we fucking throw the, we, no, I don't.
Yeah,
that's
it'd
why
be,
they have to convince people nowadays.
Uh-huh.
And they have all these cool
fucking
you
special
know,
packages. We're going to pay
yeah,
for your schooling.
And all this
fucking,
shit.
Yeah, you're going
yeah,
to make some money. See the world. It's always see the
see
world.
The world
we'll
yeah.
see the world. Which
yeah.
is actually kind of
defend
cool,
the
man.
World.
Yeah.
They say that shit in
the
commercials.
Defend
it's like,
world.
That's not our job. Like, what the fuck? Like,
fuck,
Navy,
the brother,
defend
man.
The world.
It's almost like if this were The Walking Dead, we'd be Negan. Like, our fucking
exactly.
Wild
it's bad. But we are Negan.
And we're fucking
I
kind of like
that, though.
Yeah, dude. Like,
Negan's a badass. I'm just
but we need to go to back to being Rick and trying
yeah.
to be
we
just
the
better.
Other countries were like, we need your goods at a lower rate.
Yeah.
We'll sell you our product
yeah.
at a higher
dude,
rate.
It's crazy. I never. That's a really
we're
interesting
send
connection.
Our, yeah, right. We're going to send our warehouses over to your fucking spot because we got a lot of real estate over here that we like to fucking build homes on. And just fucking all this crazy shit, dude. I don't know, man. It's just
dude.
It's
I'm on Team Negan still, man. I think he's got. I think he's doing it right. He's fucking. He's
well,
just. He's the most like. He's the most
yeah.
likable antagonist.
Yeah, in the show. But
in the
we
show.
Don't want to be Negan.
I don't. I'm not saying that.
We want to be nice.
I'm just in hypothetical zombie world. I want to be
Rick
Negan.
Grimes.
Oh yeah, in a
he's
zombie world, you
got
to be pretty wild. But I will
so
still
I'm
wouldn't
saying.
Be Negan.
You wouldn't be Negan.
No,
level.
I would. I honestly
in
would get
sort of,
a. I would
I
get a
Negan.
Few friends that I liked and loved. And I would fucking disappear into the deep woods
uh-huh.
in the Sierra Nevadas,
dude,
and just fucking
go.
Hunt
so fucking
for a living.
Cold up there?
Oh yeah,
I'd be
not during the summertime,
cold.
Dude.
5 minutes,
warm as fuck.
Yeah, dude. Listen, in a post-apocalyptic world, zombies are fucking running amok, eating all the living. I would 100% be the most ruthless motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd be ruthless, man. But I wouldn't be unfair. I'd be just.
I'd be,
but at the same time,
in the beginning,
you
I think
would
I would be.
Have to be. Yeah.
But can you imagine being after a few years, dude, and you're like you're really just to somebody, and then you
yeah.
catch them like fucking stealing
that's
and shit
dude,
or something? You're like,
oh yeah,
fuck,
you
dude?
Catch somebody stealing, they're dead. I mean, that's just a. Wait,
well, that's
sorry.
That's what Negan does a lot of the time.
I'd probably kill
you know,
nowadays in the real world if you were in my house and trying to steal something from me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, dude, he's. I think Negan, he sets rules. He's got these boundaries. You know what I mean? Like, he gives a lot of communities purpose because otherwise they'd just be sitting there fucking doing nothing.
So if he was just like, oh, it's cool and everything, I'll just burn you with an iron and fuck your wife, and she's my new wife.
Well, that would never happen. First of all, like I said, in this story, I'd be Negan.
Oh, you'd be fucking the wives.
No, I personally, and I'd be fair. I don't. That's I never ever.
So not that part of Negan.
Not that part of Negan.
Okay.
The what part? Negan?
Yeah, what part? The baseball bat part.
The baseball bat part. 100%.
You would walk around with the baseball bat wrapped around
barbed
wire.
Not with barbed wire. I don't need the barbed wire.
Would you call it Lucille?
Dude, would you be able to hit bullets out of the air like that?
That's sexy.
Huh?
Would you be able to hit bullets out of the air like that?
No.
No, he just fucking had it.
That was extreme luck.
Yeah.
No, I just, I could easily see myself trying to, like, organize communities. Like, I think for what Rick is trying to do, I think that that's what I would be doing as well. Like, I could see myself being the good guy. But at the same time, like, Negan, I don't see Negan as, like, the ultimate bad guy, like the professor. Like, the professor, to me, was, like, evil. Negan... Ooh. Or, excuse me, the governor.
The governor.
Professor. The professor.
That's a better name, though, than the professor.
Yeah.
That should be a
I'm your professor.
I'm talking about he's the like, A-N-1 guy.
Cuts people open and shit. Like, he's just like this crazy mad scientist. Trying to cure the epidemic. And he's like, I'm going to cut you up and find out why people are turning.
When they come across the next scene in the college.
Walking Dead, contact me, bro. I'll sell you the character.
What's up? Well, yeah, I mean, Negan, for one thing, he didn't kill Carl. You know what I mean? And after everything.
That was kind of cool.
He recognizes strength in characters, not unlike other people, but I mean, he sees value in this post-apocalyptic world in certain people. Daryl, for one, you know, like he could have easily killed him, for multiple reasons.
Could have,
but he goes, you don't extinguish that kind of fire.
No, and not just that dude, but he knows he's got Rick by the nuts.
Yeah,
which he's like, this is one of your best friends, man. Like, I'm not gonna
and who's
I'm
ever
gonna
had
hold
Rick?
Him hostage just to you know. I lost my train of thought. But you know what I'm trying to say.
I get you. It's a psychological.
I lost my train of thought. But yeah, dude. I mean, he took Daryl more as like a leverage move. I think you know,
dude.
And also because he probably
when he gutted the fucking the one fucking guy who was trying to take over for him. You know, the little fucking pretty boy.
Yeah, dude, that was pretty dope.
He's done a lot of cool things. You know, he's like, I didn't kill your son. I brought him home and I fed him spaghetti. You know, he's just. Mm. There's a lot to like about him. I'm just really intrigued. I'm glad he hasn't been on in the first two episodes, but it looks like he's going to be back in episode 3. So I'm excited to see Negan back on the screen.
Nice, dude.
I'm on Team Negan, bro.
Yeah, I actually forgot he's on the next episode.
Yeah.
It actually looks like he's beating up that one dude. What's his name?
Oh, the guy with the burnt face.
The guy with the burnt face. What the fuck's his name?
Not Jasper.
Dude, something like that, though. Damn it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, the guy with the burnt face.
Number one.
Yeah, he was like the main caretaker of Daryl. That's actually why I think he's going to beat him up, because Daryl got loose,
and he's supposed
to be, like, responsible, so he's like, you know the rules.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck you up. Don't worry, we're not going to kill you, but we're going to fuck you up just to let you know. But you lost Daryl.
Yeah, he's like,
we're
still
gonna find
him
though.
Somebody else is getting burnt in the face
too.
Yeah,
dude, he's having sex. He married the guy's wife.
That's
brutal.
You know he's gonna get his ass kicked. He should get beat up every day for letting somebody fuck your wife. Like
that's a hell of a thing.
You made sacred vows, bro, and then you're watching this dude fuck your wife, dude. That's fucked up.
Yeah, dude, that's fucked up. But I don't know, man. It's been a good show. Damn, we jumped around, didn't we?
Boom! What the fuck was that?
That was called
No Plans.
That was No Plans. We started off with fucking UFC, Holly Holm, Chris Cyborg. I don't even know.
Me kicking everybody's ass.
Jermaine Dupri?
Doesn't matter. So we're going to get out of here, listeners. It's just over an hour. You know the rules, gentlemen.
Yep.
Just over an hour. Once again, check out episode 18 coming out next 17? Week.
18
this episode's week. Episode 17.
Yeah.
Episode 18 will be next week.
Next week you become
Tuesday.
An adult.
Yeah. Wait, what's going on?
The 18th episode. It's a play on 18.
Yeah.
18 is the legal age.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just made that
Dude.
One up. And
that's
then
right.
In a few more episodes, we can drink.
Yeah. I've been breaking the rules. I've been breaking the rules, man.
European style show.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you're allowed to drink a little younger.
It's, if it's with a meal, and I just had some potato chips a little bit ago, so that's technically food. Compliments.
It's vegetables.
It is, baby. So, thanks again, listeners, for checking in. Guys,
yeah,
want to say anything before we.
If you're still listening to this at this point, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, that was a lot of ranting horseshit for me. I hope you enjoyed it. I pretty much almost guarantee that you'll enjoy it.
Almost guarantee that bro science is a fact.
It sometimes can be factual, not all the time, but sometimes. I'll see you next time.
See you next time there, listeners.
Yeah, so once again, Derek Lee Ramsey checking out.
Mike G.
Bye.
Checking out.
William Blevins.